Father, I thank you, Lord, for the touch of heaven that's in this service tonight. You are reaching out to do miracles in people's lives who feel that there's nothing but the touch of God could ever make a difference now. And you are more than willing to heal. And so, Lord, I thank you tonight for what you're going to do, not just here, but online. What you're going to do in our campus churches, what you're going to do, Lord, for people that are listening from around the country and around the world. You're going to stretch your hand out as we stretch our hands out for people in this sanctuary. Lord, you're going to stretch your hand out through the internet, and you're going to heal tonight. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah was a great prophet of God. He had a word from the Lord, and of course, the word that he had was a word of caution to the nation. He was raised up at a time when the people of God were in grave danger of judgment because they had crossed some lines that a society dare not cross in their casual dealing with God and their wholehearted embracing and sometimes of sinful lifestyles. And in the midst of this message of judgment, God showed him an incredible mercy. Now, you and I know from the scripture that mercy triumphs over judgment. It's God's desire to be merciful to every person created in his image, no matter what we've done or where we are, how we've been formed or malformed. As the case of our society is today, there's a lot of people, even some here tonight, that you've been malformed and you know it. There's some things in you that just seem to be, as Pastor Patrick said tonight, the axe head. The purpose that was given to your life is gone. It's as if it was destroyed. It's sunk. And it's like it can never be recovered again. But God wanted to show Jeremiah something about his heart that he wants us, you and I, to see tonight, the heart of God. What was it that sent the Son of God to a cross? What was it that he was crying out when he cried out, "It is finished"? What was in the heart of the Son of God right from the beginning? And so in Jeremiah chapter 18, the Lord had to give him an illustration, a sermon illustration, because I don't know if at this particular time Jeremiah could have fully understood what God was trying to show him. And in chapter 18 of Jeremiah, verse 1, it says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, 'Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.'" In other words, I'm going to send you down to a place and I'm going to show you something physical you can see with your natural eye to teach you something about myself that maybe at this point in Jeremiah's life, he'd not really fully understood the heart of God. He said, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter." Ruined, actually, is the word in the original text. The vessel in the hand of the potter was ruined. Now, it's on the wheel. Now, I find it interesting that these vessels are made of clay. And when you consider humanity, how were we formed? The Lord says, the Lord God formed Adam out of the dust of the ground. And technically, we're clay, all of us. And the vessel that he had on that wheel was marred. It was ruined. There was something wrong. The wrong hands had touched it. It was maybe unskilled hands had touched this vessel. And you think of people maybe here tonight that wrong hands touched your life. From the time that you were a child, maybe it was hands that were violent. Maybe hands that pointed to your every flaw, your every fault. Maybe hands that were behind the speaking of words that destroyed your sense of self-worth. There's people like that here tonight. Lord told me that there are some people here tonight that the hands of an abortionist touch your life and took something away from you that you feel can never be replaced. You feel marred, even though you know theologically you're saved, you know theologically that God loves you, but yet inside there's a deep feeling of being marred because the wrong hands touched you. Maybe hands touched you in such a way that it took away your sense of virtue, goodness, even at a young age. And you're so scarred inside that you wonder, can I ever be made whole? Can I ever find back that purpose that seemed to be lost in my life? As we heard earlier from Pastor Patrick, there was a point in life, a time that this life that I, in a sense, was borrowed from God, I lost it. And not always through your own fault, but you lost it and it was taken. And now this marred vessel on this potter's wheel is touched by another set of hands. And the scripture says he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Now, the first thing you have to do to a vessel that is marred, that means it was already formed by a set of hands somewhere at some time. And for whatever reason, the vessel was marred. It was ruined. The first thing you have to do is you have to reapply moisture to it. Didn't Jesus say, I'll bring you out of the places where you've been held captive, Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. And then I will what? Sprinkle clean water upon you. In other words, I will take away that heart of stone. I'll give you a heart of flesh. You got a heart that can be molded, a life that can be transformed. I can give you back what was lost because of unrighteousness, because of the effects of sin, whether it was your hand put to something that brought marring into your own life. But in most cases, it's another hand or another set of hands that caused these things. And the Lord came to me, said Jeremiah, and said, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And here's what God says to you tonight. Can I not do something with you that I want to? Will you let me? Will you let the hand of God? Will you let me, the Lord says, touch that area of your life? Will you let me refashion you? Will you let me give you back beauty for ashes? Will you let me take that ruined part of your life and apply the moisture of my promises to it? Would you let my hands now touch you? So many people are just afraid of even letting God touch them, afraid of maybe being disappointed one more time. And ultimately, if God disappoints me, then what kind of hope do I have for the future? But I want you to know tonight that God does not disappoint. God does not hurt his creation. He loves you with an everlasting love. As a matter of fact, he engraved you on the palms of his hands. The hands that will touch your life tonight are nail scarred. That's how much he loves you. It was you he cried out for on the cross when the centurion heard that cry and said, surely this must be the Son of God. He'd never heard a cry like that. He'd seen a lot of people die, but nobody had ever cried out like this. And that cry was for you. That cry had your name in it. He died so that you might be made whole. Doesn't the scripture say, by his stripes we are healed? We are made whole. We are brought back from that place of marring and destruction, that place of continual sorrow, that place of self-loathing, that place where we feel like we had a chance at being something, but that chance was lost. In Christ, nothing is lost. He is the God who restores everything that everything of hell and life has tried to take away from you. He is the one who has the choice to give it back. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. And he said, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil. To bring you to a desired end. I know what I can do, the Lord says, in your life. I know the healing that I can give you. And I can bring you to a place where you've never been before. I can place a song of joy and beauty in your life, of praise to me, that you won't be able to contain it. I can take you once a marred vessel and I can put you on the master's table and decorate you in such a way that people will stand back in awe and say, who was responsible for making this vessel? That's what the Lord can do for you if you will simply let his hand touch your life. The clay had nothing it could do but yield to the potter. It couldn't manufacture itself. It couldn't form itself. For there's nothing within that lump of clay that can cause it to become beautiful. It has to be the pressure of an outside hand. And I want you to know that when you let God's hand come on your life, he loves you. His desire is to take ashes and create beauty. That's who he is. That's what he does. Oh, thank God. How merciful he is. The psalmist says in Psalm 145, this is David the king. He says, the Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. That's who God is. David knew that by the Spirit. Anybody who falls, he says, God picks him up. And those that are bowed over and feel like they're never going to amount to what they felt their potential once was, he says, he raises you up again. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. Listen to this beautiful verse. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Oh, praise God. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his works. Oh, come behold the works of the Lord, David says. Come see what God does. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Come and understand the depth of his love. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call out to him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and save them. This is who Christ is. This is what Christ does. You can be whole tonight. I've often said it from this pulpit, Jesus didn't come to make you half. Came to make you whole. Came to give you victory. Came to give you beauty. Came to give you life. Came to give you a purpose. Came to give you freedom. Came to touch your life in such a way that his glory and his glory alone would rest upon you. Came to give you, to open wide the praise in your heart to say, I want to tell you what the Lord has done. To make you an ambassador of the one who died that we might be made whole. The one who was beaten that we might be free. This is who God is. This is what God does. Now, what do we do? What's our part? You let the promise of who he is touch your heart. You let the water of his word wash you. You let your heart become tender again. You take another chance. May I put it that way? You take a chance with God. If there is such a thing as taking a chance with God, you take a chance. Say, Lord, I never thought I could be whole. I never thought I could be free. I never thought I could be forgiven. I never thought I could feel clean. I never thought that the pain of this past could disappear and I could be made new. And the Lord says, no, just let my hand touch you now. Let my hand form you. Let the water of my word wash you. Don't run from me. Run to me and trust me. And all the clay could do was yield to the hand of the potter. And I don't know if you've ever seen a potter make a vessel. It's a beautiful thing to behold. Starts with just a big ball of clay, moistens it and kneads it. It's called kneading. They works the moisture into the clay. You know, please forgive the play on words, but God kneads you. And he just takes the water. And he works it in. And that's what's happening tonight in this prayer meeting. And as you're hearing the word of God, the water is starting to work itself into your character, into your heart. And a softness is coming in. And the thought starts rising up. God, is it possible? Can I be whole? Can I feel like something of value again? Can I feel beautiful? Can I feel worthwhile? God, is it possible? And he starts working and working and working. That's what's happening to your heart right now. And that's why you're thinking the thoughts that you're thinking, because God is taking the water of his own character, his own promise of who he is, and he's working it inside of your life. And suddenly something is rising up and saying, oh God, is this real? Can it be true? Can you actually heal me? Can you actually create in me a new heart? and a right spirit, Lord. Can you give me back a sense of worth? Can you take away the feeling of shame in my life? Can you give me back a sense of beauty? Can you do this in my life? And he's working it, and he's just saying, yield to me, just yield to me. Let my hand touch you. And when you see, if you haven't, you should just go online and just say, I don't know, Google a potter making a vessel. And you watch the hands of a skilled potter, and out of a lump of clay comes these most beautiful containers. You can put flowers in them. They can adorn your home. They can be painted and made of great worth. And the more skilled the potter is, the more beautiful and valuable the vessel is and becomes. And tell me, who is more skilled than God? Amen. And not only on the outside, but the hand of the potter goes inside and forms the vessel from the inside out as it goes round, round, and round on the wheel. It's truly something to behold. So tonight, I want to encourage you. Let the hand of Jesus touch you. Let him make you whole. Let your knowledge that you are forgiven become a reality. Let the theology that you are a new creation become real in your life. Lord, tonight, God, this is your church, Lord. These are your people. This is the work of your hands. This is your bride, Lord. God, this is your church, your bride. Your beautiful bride, Lord. Your people. The ones that are betrothed to you for all of eternity. And God, we're asking you tonight to remove the bondage, the stains, oh God. Those things that have come into people's lives that have let them live with a sense of loathing and unworthiness. And God, feeling like they'll never ever amount to what you want them to be. We ask you tonight, Lord, to stretch out your hands and heal. The early church said, Lord, give us boldness by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. So that's our prayer tonight, God. Stretch out your hands and heal. And God, let signs and wonders be done tonight in the name of Jesus. Deliver from shame, Lord. There's so many that are shame-bound. Deliver from shame, oh God, from the inside out, Lord. God, let there be a mighty deliverance, Lord, a mighty victory, a victory that can only come from Christ. It can't come from anywhere else but from the Son of God. So, Lord, we simply yield our bodies into your hands. We yield our hearts into your hands. We yield our past into your hands, our future and our present. Oh, Jesus, Son of God. Son of God, put a song of joy and victory into every heart. Deliver, God, those that have been oppressed for years. Set free, Lord, set free the multitudes, Lord, that are looking for freedom in your house. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. God, we bless you, Lord, with all of our heart tonight. Lord, we thank you.